The goal is to provide free online self-paced professional development opportunities to teachers and educators in the Appalachian region.
Is this for teachers that are already certified, or can it help them get a certification?
It is a professional development that they can do while they are teaching. It is for educators who are already in the classrooms to help with their diverse populations and help improve and teach to all students at all levels. With completion of what we call micro-credentials, and some might refer to as units of instruction, they are awarded professional development points or credits as they complete these micro-credentials. And that can go toward their licensure certification.
And you say they have to be relicensed, whatever, 5 years or so, you said?
Some are 3 years, some are 5 years.
So these will help these micro-credentials will go towards that program.
That's correct. And they have to recertify or have licensure renewal at these junctures at 3 years and 5 years. So they will need these credits anyway. And these are free. Oftentimes, if you're looking for continuing education credits, you have to purchase those, go to a university, go to a college and take these classes, or purchase them online. These are free for educators in Appalachia under the grant through ASSET.
And that's through the U.S. Department of Education.
Yes.
So why was this program started, Lisa? I mean, was this sort of a gap seen, or that teachers that are currently working don't have the time to go back to a brick-and-mortar school, or why was this developed?
Actually, both, Gene. It was recognized that classrooms now have such a diverse population. It was realized that there needed to be opportunity across the board for assisting teachers with meeting the needs of reaching all of their students. Plus, teachers in Appalachia do not have easy access to professional development education opportunities. You've got to travel and that sort of thing. And many are in rural areas where they don't have access to quality professional development. So this is delivered to them free through this grant, online and self-paced. They do it at their own leisure. They can do it. It's mobile. They can do it from laptop, their iPad, a computer, 15 minutes between classes, or they can do it in the evenings after they put their own children to bed.
Now, you're saying right now it's the micro-credentials are for elementary mathematics?
That's correct. We have 3 micro-credentials in elementary mathematics currently, and we're working on developing 7 additional micro-credentials over this year that will encompass elementary mathematics and elementary literature.
Now, this is not to teach them math and literacy. Is it to help them come up with better ways to teach their kids? Is
exactly.
That it? Okay.
Exactly. How to reach and teach all students in their classrooms.
And I see one of the things is gamification. So I guess they'll learn maybe how to use games or game design elements for their students who no doubt know how to game, that type of thing.
Exactly. There'll be education in there through content experts. There'll be modules who will share information with them. And then there'll be opportunity for some guided practice, and there'll be a summative assessment so they can gauge their progress as they go along. In addition to this, with the ASSET program, once they're enrolled and they're taking these classes, they're assigned a personal learning coach. So there's a personal learning coach that will connect with them via email, call them on the phone, and support them the whole way as they take these courses.
Lisa Thompson is the Partnership Director for ASSET, which offers free online specialized education programming for teachers in the Appalachian region. It's federally funded and administered by Radford University. This doesn't seem like a very hard sell. Is it a matter of convincing, and are you working with individual teachers or school districts? Is it a matter of convincing teachers to make the time for it?
Currently, we're working with school districts to get the word out to their teachers, but teachers can sign up for this on their own. It doesn't have to be a district-anointed program. The teachers can go online, and we've made it very easy at our website, which is radford.edu/ASSET, A-S-S-E-T. And there's more information about the program there, and there's an Enroll Now button. And because there is no cost, as soon as they can get in and enroll, their seat is secured. The courses will be delivered to them online the first of the following month, and they can start those anytime they choose.
So has it been a very hard sell, or is it a matter of convincing teachers that, to find the time for the 14-week semester? I mean, how many hours a day are you typically telling teachers they have to spend on this?
Well, because this is self-paced, they do it at their own pace. So there is no certain time frame. If teachers want to sign up now, they can take it over the summer.
But they have to finish within a 14-week semester?
No, they do not have to finish within a 14-week semester. It is completely on their timeline.
So you said this was introduced in 2017, and how's the reception been? I mean, when you go out and talk to people or from people that were working on it before you got there, is it pretty enthusiastic? Are people excited about this?
They are excited about it. There's not very many opportunities that come along for teachers to be able to get professional development for free online that they can do at their own pace. Many online courses that they would sign up for would have a time frame, would have a cost, but with Asset, it is free. It is online. They can access it at any time, work on a module, come back to it later on when they have time. It really is developed for busy schedules for teachers.
And it's through Radford, and I guess what I'm reading, if they when they complete at least 5 micro-credentials, they'll get some graduate credit, I guess, so it's a graduate degree.
That's correct.
Why is it going through Radford? Does it have to go through a university? Is that how it's designed?
Yes, Radford University applied for the grant with the U.S. Department of Education, and so the grant is through the U.S. Department of Education SEED program and through Radford University. And Radford University's asset program has developed, the curriculum has developed these micro-credentials. So when they complete 5 micro-credentials, they will then be awarded 1 graduate credit from Radford University. And that, again, is at no cost. There's not an additional charge for that.
And I'm just wondering, just to sort of wrap up, are there similar programs around the country? And this one is focused – why is this one focused on Appalachian areas?
Well, the need in Appalachia for professional development and lack of access to quality professional development is why the grant was proposed and submitted and selected for Appalachia. There were grants across the United States for other areas of need, but this one in our area is developed for specifically for teachers in Appalachia by teachers in Appalachia. That's why we're looking at a 13-state portion that we are trying to reach school districts. Obviously, much of Virginia, much of West Virginia falls into that category, and we're wanting to let teachers and school districts know that this is available to them free of charge, online, at their own pace, so that we can make sure they benefit from this.
And just to wrap up, down the road, Lisa, do you see, once you get into elementary math and literacy, do you see it branching out possibly into science and other topics?
We absolutely, at the moment, we're focusing on mathematics and literacy, and that focuses on elementary. We'll then move to middle, and then we'll move to high school. That's our principal core right now, but as it's developed, we certainly hope to expand that. So the website is radford.edu/asset, A-S-S-E-T. Go online. All the information about the program is there. Contact information if you have any questions, and there is an Enroll Now button that you click that you can sign up online, and if you do that by the 20th of this month, you'll be all set to start classes in May if you choose.